Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and say, till it in heaven, ring with the harmony. Oh, let us rejoice and rise high. Turn in the time, loud as the orgia. God of our weary years, God of our solitaries, thou who has brought us this far, oh, long the way, thou who has found our mind, keep us forever, in the past we pray.
Save from the places of God where we
humble yourself to deal and wrongly humble.
Born into slavery, a life of trouble and pain, many things would eventually lead to the tragic Nat Turner Slave Rebellion. In the summer of 1831, Nat Turner led a slave revolt that sent shockwaves throughout the South. This bloody uprising created a great conflict for plantation owners and slaves alike. This potentially national-scale conflict sent a message to slaves everywhere that revolting would lead to a tragic compromise. At the time of the Nat Turner Slave Revolt, slavery was at its height. The North had abolished many of its slaves, but the South was still the world's greatest cotton producer, and abolishing slavery would ruin this. One slave child said, "I saw my mammy beat until she was just a living piece of raw meat." John Brown, a violent American abolitionist, said, "Slavery is the sin of America." Nat Turner was born in Southampton County, Virginia, on October 2, 1800. He was born into slavery on the plantation of Benjamin Turner. Little is known about Nat's childhood. He attempted to escape this cruel life a few times, but was never successful. Nat Turner was extremely religious. He even baptized himself in a local creek. He would pray every night to God, and even believed that he spoke to God himself. Nat Turner even believed he was the Black Moses, and he was ready to lead his people out of slavery.
Or take to an extreme the black slave interpretation of the Bible, and particularly the Old Testament. But if you look at the book of Exodus, and, you know, I mean, the story is a story of the Hebrews escaping from slavery into freedom, which, not surprisingly, was a favorite among African American slaves.
He really saw himself as Jesus' ambassador, as the Black Moses of the time.
31. There was an eclipse of the sun. Turner took this to be the sign that he had been promised, and confided his plan to the four men he trusted the most: Henry, Hark, Nelson, and Sam. They decided to hold the insurrection on the 4th of July and began planning a strategy. However, they had to postpone action because Turner became ill. On August 21st, 1831, Nat Turner started his rebellion. That evening, Turner and six other men met in the woods. At 2 a.m., they went to the home of Nat Turner's master. They killed the master, the wife, and the children in the house. As they left the house and got a mile down the road, they realized that they had left a baby in its cradle. Henry and Will went back and killed the baby, while Nat and Nelson went on to the next house.
The next house along the way was the Gills Reese house. Turner killed Reese, and he had a young slave woman named Cherry, who supposedly was Turner's wife.
From this point on, Turner would go around and kill the families, and then recruit the slaves as a part of his rebellion. One example of this is the Catherine Whitehead House, also locally known as the Skikes House. There, he killed the family and buried them in the garden, and then recruited the slaves as a part of his rebellion.
One story of survival was the Nathaniel Francis House, where a slave concealed Mrs. Lavinia Francis in the attic. Thus, her life was spared.
On September 17, 1831, Governor John Floyd issued a proclamation for the reward and capture of Nat Turner.
This is the nightmare that they had even tried to rule out using the Fugitive Slave Act involved in the Constitution. Article 6 of the Constitution allows the U.S. government to use federal troops to put down slave rebellion. That tells you how much white Southerners feared slave revolt.
On October 31st, Ben Phipps, a local farmer, spotted and captured Nat Turner at gunpoint.
My name it is Bo Pilgrim to Cain, and I am bound traveling through this wilderness.
After, Turner was taken to the Southampton County Jail. There, he was appointed a lawyer, Thomas Ruffin Gray. Gray talked to Turner for days after he was captured. He then took it upon himself to write the Confessions of Nat Turner, a book read by most of the area at the time. In one instance, Gray asked Turner, "You know you're going to be hanged, right?" And Turner replied, "Was Christ not crucified?" This statement would be heard by most of the county and added to what the people thought of Turner. In the next couple of months, every rebel except Nat Turner was quickly killed or captured. During September and into October, nearly 50 accused rebels stood trial in Southampton County. Almost all were executed by hanging. On November 5th, 1831, Nat Turner was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. The trial only took 48 hours. The man who said, "Was Christ not crucified?" was hanged on November 11th in Jerusalem, Virginia. Now known as Cortland, Virginia, his body was then flayed, beheaded, and quartered. In the bloody aftermath, close to 200 blacks, many of whom had nothing to do with the rebellion, were beaten, tortured, and murdered by angry white mobs. In addition, repressive policies were enacted for not only the enslaved blacks, but also many of the freedmen. No other slave uprising inflicted as severe a blow to the community of slave owners in the United States. Nat is and will forever be regarded as a hero by many African Americans. Nat Turner finally became well-known in present-day life in the 1940s when historian Herbert Apsker published the first serious scholarly work on instances of slavery resistance in the antebellum South.
Oh, I salute the NS, you all know. Says where the Jim Malone Chelsea's on the go. Chelsea's all right when the fingers ring. And it's just a song.
1968, William Strayton wrote a controversial book about Nat Turner, which won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. This book was very controversial because many of the facts mentioned were actually false. Nat Turner was introduced once again into present-day life in the 1960s during the Civil Rights Movement. Nat was an inspiration for the leaders and for the followers of the movement. Malcolm X quoted Nat in many of his speeches and actions, using violence instead of nonviolent protest as Nat did in his rebellion.
Shine on me, shine until tomorrow, let it be.
North America, but there were no successful slave rebellions in North or South America. Only in the Caribbean with the Haitian Rebellion do you see a successful slave rebellion.
In conclusion, Nat Turner created a huge conflict in which he ended up killing over 55 white men, women, and children. He recruited over 40 slaves as a part of his rebellion. With such a huge conflict, a compromise had to be met, but none was produced. The eventual compromise of the battle he was fighting would be the end of the Civil War. Nat Turner set the stage for all men to stand up for what.
And I'm proud. Hey, y'all. I tell you, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. No imitation of life here, y'all. No imitation of life here. We black and we are proud. So happy to be proud. So happy to be black. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to lack the skin that you're in, as the lady said last night? Ms. B wanted you to lack. Ms. B told imitation, lack the skin that you're in. It's so often necessary and important to love the skin that you're in. When you love yourself, as I've tried to teach my children and grandchildren, you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. And don't ever try to love somebody else. I don't look. You can't love me if you don't love yourself. I was at a funeral yesterday. Dr. Johnson. And he said, his brother did the eulogy. And he said, all of the love and all of the stuff start inside your doors, your front door and your back door, and then go outside the door. You have to watch those folks who start outside the door and come inside the house. I added that. He didn't say that. But anyway, C.V. Johnson, we had his celebration of life service yesterday. My little church buddy passed, friend that I sit in church with. And Dr. Johnson was awesome, boy. This man was so awesome. I could sit and hear him teach all day long, and I was so lost out. Sister Harris, we call her number one usher. She's we started out in Tabernacle together, but of course when I went on with Transformation with Pastor Andrew Hunt Jr., she still be over there, and all of her children go to Transformation, and my grandchildren have learned to be ushers on them. So my sympathy to their family, the Harris family, and the C.D. Johnson family. But it was interesting, you know, I want to thank Perry and Reverend Jackson for this. And the family, Mamie Tia Mobley family, for dealing with that Lil Wayne thing. Now, when you hear Jane Brown saying, "I'm black and I'm proud," and you hear a person like Lil Wayne try to put down Emmett Till, and did you see his picture in the paper, how he looked? Anybody that's going to deface their face like that, something wrong with them anyway. That's that Lil Wayne. But you have to understand, that's why I'm trying to deal with this stuff. Half of these folks who are saying stop the violence and all of this other stuff, most of them are very involved in this industry that promotes violence. They don't say, "I'm black and I'm proud." I might find some last poet and play some last poet for y'all today. In the 60s, we had, in the 70s, we gave message song, "Keep on pushing. You're so proud." We had a lot of love songs, a lot of inspirational songs, you know. "Take the sheet off your face, boy, it's a brand new day." Mavis Staples and all of them. Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke. We had them doing message songs for the civil rights movement and for black people to uplift our people. And you got to understand, this music is all part of containment of black people. Contain and destroy. That is what they're doing right now to us. Contain us, make us feel bad about ourselves, then move in on us to destroy us because we're so busy hating ourselves and so mad at ourselves that we can't see the enemy or anybody coming. It's like when the settlers gave the Indians those blankets because they was cold and gave them smallpox. And their system couldn't handle the smallpox disease because they weren't used to that. And it wiped out a lot of Indians. But they were cold, and they said, "Oh, you cold? Put these blankets on." Well, that's what's going on with the black community now, even with this so-called, quote-unquote, stop the violence. We are not a singular community. That doesn't define us. Even though every time you turn on the TV or the radio, that's all you hear. And it's to put us in that mindset, kill, 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 hate, hate, hate. I was looking at, they shut down two clubs last week. One was on 22nd in Michigan. The other was in Little Village. 22nd in Michigan, it was overcrowded. Little Village was up on the roof throwing bottles down at people. Little Village, of course, is a Mexican community. I watched the press go and interview young black girls and for them to show that club. And then I watched just only the police officers go into the Little Village. They never interviewed anybody. When they have a killing in those other communities, you don't see the parents. If they have a shooting, you don't see. It's if you keep putting this in our face, "Oh, Lord, it's all over with. What's wrong with this generation? They just can't do nothing. Oh, it's just so bad." It is a mindset. And when you have someone, as Professor Small said on his show one day, when you, and I'm going to get him back soon, when you don't control your culture or don't know your culture, you act like savages. And now most of this music that we have don't even come from our community. Most of this music, we have other people that's doing this music that we have other people that's in control of our music, control of our stars, and control of what's going to be released. And unfortunate, like Mayor Ron Emanuel, brother, he got a lot of stars. Some of them good, some of them not. He got rappers. He got from rappers, and now I see Oprah going over there. Everybody makes money off of us, and they defined us. We got to stop letting other folks give us a definition of who we are. And I'm not just talking about we kings and queens from Africa. Yes, all that's true. We are the original people. We did give life, so we're the mothers and parents, mothers and fathers to everybody because we gave life. All life came from us. But I'm talking about the descendants of enslaved Africans in America, in this country. You know, I'm going to put Paradox of Freedom on the YouTube, so y'all start looking for it. It's an awesome video that I went across the country and talked to different black people. And I'm going to try to get it out before before Black History Month is over. But the Paradox of Freedom is a good video that we did when we got ready to get reparation. We played Paradox of Freedom, and we did that. So, and it was to define the descendants of enslaved Africans in America. We got this thing backwards here. We, too, have a culture, just like in the other Americas. That's why sometimes you feel real close to Jamaicans, other Americans, Brazilians, and all Belize, all them different countries, Trinidad, all those countries that was enslaved. We feel close to them because they, too, were enslaved. But they were allowed to hang on to a lot of them to their language and as they defined their culture. And in this country, we put together a culture, too, that had us to move on as a people. So we have to define ourselves. We have to decide what we want to do here, just like we did. Church was our spirituality. We put it into our churches. But our pastors was also able to, you know, the AMEs, come on, y'all. We got to do what we got to do here. We are a spiritual being, so our children must have spirituality. That's as given as the birds flying high or singing. We are a spiritual being, and we have to understand about the God in us, the I am in us. We have to know that I am what I am, what I am. Dorothy Tillman, why do you talk about I am? The only time I ever know that God identified himself, when Moses was up there with the burning bush, and he said, God, who am I going to say sent me? He said, tell him I am sent you. And what did Jesus say? Tell him I am that I am that I am. So as we talk about the I am spirit of us, we've got to change. We can't say, I am a killer. I am lazy. I am all of this. I am. No, we got to stop that. No, you're not that. That's why we're having this woman's conference in August. And we'll be giving you more on that in the coming up week. We put it all together on the phone with Bev for a long time. He's like, well, women are coming from across the country. And we are going to call the black community to order as black women because we have to have order. You can't function in disorder. My mother said when things are in disarray, anybody can come in and throw anything on you. You can't even see it because you're in disarray. You got to have order. So as we call the community to order and begin not to just necessarily recreate the wheel, but to look at some of our sisters who was in the struggle. What did they do during that time to call the community to order in the midst of everything? And I'm so tired of these white boys getting on the darn radio television talking about some illegitimate child. Any child that you make is not illegitimate. That's God. How you know when God makes something? And if you want to talk about out of wedlock, we knew nothing about that because our marriage situation was just a little different as we came here. But they're the one who had produced all these babies and stuff. Put all this confusion. That's why Imitation of Life, you got to come see it. They produce all these babies and then start doing things and treating folks like a certain way. If we understand our history, then you won't take that. You'll understand what without sanctuary is. They are the ones who put these laws together that said, when you come out, my brother, whether you've been in jail or not for right or wrong, they are the one that say you can't move back with your family. Do that family got to give up their home? You can't do this. They put all kind of laws in place. And then to come to make you be so focused on I am the wrong thing. You got to be careful what you say if I am because you're calling that God spirit. Having you focus on the wrong thing so we can't do what we must do. You're not all those things that they say we are. Yes, if you want to talk about the president coming to town yesterday, you can talk about that. That's on you. And we did not bring. I saw all the drugs coming last week, the drug busts and stuff from Mexico. They got the most wanted. The most wanted man is the man in Mexico that's causing all the problems in Chicago with the drugs. Here, black folks, here again, allowing somebody to define us, bringing the drugs in, we selling it. You're really not making no money, but you don't have jobs. And I'm not making excuses for any, condoning any of the killing, any of the hurting of ourselves. I can't condone that. We don't bring the drugs. We don't bring the guns. And now there's a move afoot to just take us out of these communities because they see our senior population who understood is aging. So they're moving on us. Who are the days, Dorothy? The power to be because they have a holistic plan for their children, for their future. Now, Crystal had a baby out of wedlock. She was an angel. When a white woman get pregnant, they are so happy, they hold those babies up. They don't curse the babies in the mother's womb. When a brown person get pregnant, they hold those babies up. You cannot curse God's babies. You don't know what the definition of what was being thought but when those babies was made. We used to lift them up and see what we could do to help our children. So just understand, I want to lift you up in terms of what we have to do as a people, the I am spirit in us. We cannot, we must not let nobody define us because we are not all of that and we're not singular. They're coming for the community. South Shore, I tell you once again, Chatham, all those communities, they're coming. Same way they did Robert Taylor. They had you hollering, kill. Train Robert Taylor, those killers over there. Then they brought it down. You said, what about the land? Oh, yeah, it's about the land because God ain't making no more land. At one point, all of the land in the city of Chicago was represented by black people. Every piece of the land, 90% of the land in this city was represented by black people. And we said, we're going to save the land, y'all. Let's get together and save the land. When they realized that, they started moving black folks up off the land so darn fast it's a disgrace. And that's what you got to understand this is all about. One other thing before I wind this down for a minute. I know I'm just preaching this morning, y'all. If UNO, they closed schools. Now, I want you to know, the black, don't let nobody tell you about our population. We have the largest population of any group in the city of Chicago. But because they keep telling you, your population declined, and then y'all repeat it. So they close our schools, give UNO over $100 million to build new schools because they said that's what we want. I want somebody out there to tell me how many black state representatives and senators voted in Springfield to give this money to UNO when they didn't bring no money home. That's important to know. You're going to agree with closing our schools and then give them this? Now, what they're doing is backtracking. Don't y'all get sidetracked. They're backtracking. Well, we didn't mean, yes, you did. And you can't get mad at them because they want to empower their people economically, politically, and every other kind of way, and educationally. Don't get mad. Let's just fight and get ours. Don't sit there and let them tell us we don't deserve why all of our tax dollars are going to them. So I'm telling you, I thank everybody who came out last night. I got to get this coffee here and clear up this voice here. Because I was just so excited to come to you this morning just to lift you up and let you understand what we have to do here, the I am spirit in us, and what we got to demand. We got to get these cowards not being afraid to fight and talk for black folks. Now, one other thing I want to say. Jesse, Senior, I know you're listening. Thank you for being the only black leader in this country that went up against that record company to fight for those who was messing with Emmett Till, Epic Records, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne said he's going to take a woman's private part and make it look like Emmett Till's face. And now I knew Miss Till, and we'll talk about it when I come back, because I took her to Mississippi for the first time she had been back since her son was killed, and I'll talk about that. Plus, she's in my book, y'all, and I got on a, I got Miss Emmett Till, I got her on a whole videotape and stuff, too. It's really interesting. I'm just having a ball, y'all. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. 50 years, y'all. 50 years, and we're on iHeartRadio, which means you're listening all over the country. We got folks listening from everywhere. WVON.com. We're on Blog Talk. You can go to Blog Talk and listen to me when you miss this week. My Ebony and Jimmy got me on Blog Talk. I have to see what's going on there, but they got me on Blog Talk. Those are my two oldest children. But we're on Blog Talk, Black Planet. We're on Facebook. And I think it's group Facebook you get on with me now, because I got so many folks on Facebook. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you how to get on my Blog Talk. So I want you to get your coffee, get your tea, because you listen to coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Get your coffee, get your tea. Wake everybody up and tell them to come on, y'all. Come on, I am. Come on, we're going to talk this morning. Get your coffee, get your tea, and come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This week, enjoy Art Smart products your family will eat up. One serving of Van Gogert contains the live and active culture your kids need. Buy one, get higher test scores free. And nothing satisfies a child's craving for self-expression like Tchaikovsky's Nutcrackers, now with more music and dance in every bite. Try original flavor or new Sugar Plum Fairy. Feed your kids the arts. Visit AmericansForTheArts.org to learn how. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ed Council.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch, go to a park, or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and
you
the Ad
Council. You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
At Habitat for Humanity, with your help, the numbers are adding up. 3 decades, thousands of volunteers, nearly 90 countries around the world. 300,000 houses, 1.5 million people living in simple, decent, affordable homes. But the most important number is one. One volunteer. One house, one family, one child, safe and sound, under a roof you helped her family build. Every 15 minutes, somewhere in the world, this story is repeated. One more home built, one more family helping to build and purchase their own home. Together we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your hometown or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp.
It's just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and
and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, this is Teresa Deer, host of Let's Get to Work, heard Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9:30. America is on the road to recovery, bringing new jobs and new opportunities. Join us as we explore ways to help you get the job you want, keep the job you have, and secure the job that's waiting for you. Join us Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 9:30, as we empower, enable, and equip you with the information you need to get the job you want. Let's Get to Work, heard exclusively on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
Everything you need in your homepage is at WVON.com. You will get the latest news. Follow the latest stock prices with your stock ticker. Participate in the daily WVON.com poll question. And you can watch our videos. Purchase a WVON Black Card and have exclusive access to podcasts. At WVON.com, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Read our blogs and stir things up on our message boards. And, of course, you can stream us live. WVON.com. Make it your homepage.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks.
Hello?
NoAttacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Against the wall and working for someone else, y'all. But you know, we work for people in all kind of ways. We might not know it. We get them in this. We work for them because they tell you don't go to the black community. We make it and think we made it, and others tell us. Others tell us what we can do with our funds. You cannot go put it back in the black community. You got to be seen with as many white kids as you do black kids. If you got a show, have 10 whites and one black. If you're going to give charity, or if you're going to build some, give a $10,000 grant to the black community and a million somewhere else. And it all goes back to that, I tell you. I'm going to go to this phone, because the phone is lit up, and as I said, we got all this stuff to talk about. I want to know who voted, what our black elected officials in Springfield voted to give UNO that money, the grant money, where they didn't have to say how many black folks. They didn't even stipulate. Because they're scared. They have scared people. Scared. Scared them up. We want to know who it was. We're getting ready for our conference. We also know we are the I Am. We are the I Am, I Am, I Am. And we cannot let people define us. I'm going to go to this phone. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on Blog Talk. We are also on Facebook, blackplanet.com, iHeartRadio, y'all. And we're also celebrating 50 years of the great WVON. You talk stuff, but a lot of folks don't have talk. We thank Melody for putting this talk and allowing us to have opposing opinions and different views to bring to you. Of course, mine is black, is and always will be. I tell you. D from Atlanta, Georgia, how you doing?
Hey, Dorothy, you preaching this morning. I'm ready to raise an offering for you.
Are you? I am.
You're preaching this morning, but you know what?
What?
Did you see Fox News last night, boys? That lady Greta Van Susteren, she said Jesse Jr. singing to the feds like Luther Vandross. All the people he put in office better watch it. And I'm going to tell you something else. We need to take a close look at Pat Dow, because there is a lane. You've been in politics for a long time, Dorothy. You know this better than I do. Somebody bring you in, talking about let's get the old people out and bring it. Now that hit person got caught up $750,000 just having a field day,
that
which he deserves what he gets. That means you got to look at the people he put in off. Reverend Meeknam running from him. And I'm going to tell you something. I remember years ago when I got in trouble, that man, Howard Pointer, passed away. That was his security guy. But Howard was pretty cool. But Jesse pulled up at a light on 71st and South Shore and taunted me when I got out that half. Way out, just taunting me with my son in the car. I'll never forget that. And here it is, the chicken come home to roost. I don't feel sorry for Jesse Jr. I know his dad. He can't try to connect to his dad. It ain't got nothing to do with Jesse Sr. That man, 47 years old, Jesse Jr., he made his bed while everybody else was being fooled by him, trying to get behind
well,
him.
Well, you know,
that
in
man
the,
was, it's wrong.
In the
it's
Bible,
wrong.
When you're 12 years old, you have to take care of your own sin, because that's when Jesus
that
was
is absolutely right. And I told your daughter, Ebony, and I said, you know what? We need to start to look at this whole situation, because that man single-handedly destroyed it. And I'm going to tell you something. All these people, they ain't standing up now. Reverend Meeks and them kind of running for cover now. And matter of fact, that guy on TV last night, I was watching Channel 9 Superstation. They say Reverend Meeks and them and shied away from him. But see, you know what? Dorothy, you have been in office. You marched with Dr. King. This man came along. And I know you ain't saying this because you're bigger. You're trying to be above it.
Well, you
know
God.
A lot of us recognize it. What he did was a travesty. You marched with Dr. King. You fought through with Harold Washington, called him out. I never forget when they had those wars. When Harold Washington died, he was right there. Jesse Jr. didn't have nothing better. He already ran Shaw out of office, right, running me.
Well, he probably ever did. You know, I never do really talk about him, but he probably took
yeah,
some
know,
name. He probably took some name money. Do oh no, he was out
only
of order.
God knows what else, but he in there now. Snitch. But look,
I got to hurry and go, D.
Yeah, I know.
I let's
you
talk a little longer.
You snitched on your wife. You snitched on
oh,
your
yeah.
wife.
Oh yeah, not on his wife.
Give up the mother of your children. I'm out of here.
D, but he also threw his father under the bus. I was
yeah, he
him
did,
in.
But he snitched on his wife.
Okay. To death do us unpart, huh? Okay.
I don't care how mad I am at my wife. I can be separated, mad. I ain't going to give up the mother.
It says something kid. About his character. I got to go now. It says something about,
all right, Dorothy.
Bye-bye. It says something about your character. I want to say hi to Deborah Rawls. I know you're listening. I got all of your mail and everything in Texas. I want to thank you on Blog Talk. I want to thank Dr. Jimmy Russell and Jenny and Moham and Tyrone and Lemon and Titan and all y'all on y'all in there in the chat room. The chat room is lit up today, y'all. It's about the I Am spirit. It's about us. We're not singular. We're talking about where we got to go. We got to decide here where are we going and what we going to do here and how we got to do or what we going to do. I tell you. Hello, Mark. Who is this? Mark?
Hey, how you doing, Alderman Tillman?
Fine, Mark from Lansing.
Mark from Lansing. I got two quick things. Number one, that Lil Wayne, he is garbage. Anytime you ain't got nothing to rap about that you start picking up going to the confines of our, you know, Emmett Till. Come on, man, let Emmett Till rest in peace. You know,
yeah.
Some things you just do not touch.
What's
that guy is a garbage rapper. There's a such thing as rap, and there's garbage rappers.
Well,
and he is a garbage rapper.
That's the same thing. But you know what? That's the thing Cedric did to Rosie Parks. Make sure your radio is turned down. Make sure.
Hey, wait,
Mark, turn your radio down so you won't get no feedback.
I don't have it on.
Okay, but Cedric did it to Rosie Parks, and folks, some of us all right. Now you don't see him working no more, do you?
You're right about that.
Yeah.
And you know something else? You know something else? What I wanted to say about Congressman Jackson, for 17 years you were a congressman. 17 years, your family already has money. What is wrong with people going into these personal bank accounts that they got and taking money out to buy stuff for your family? Okay, you find out you went in this campaign thing and bought your kids furniture for their rooms. What about all the money you make and put into your account? Can't you do that? I mean, take some money, write a check for some furniture.
Well, you know, why do they have to go into the campaign contribution coffin thing?
You know,
I think it's deeper. I think it's even deeper than that too. I'd say to everybody
when you serve, it's always one of our black guys that they focus on.
Hey, this is a conversation with me, so we got a dialogue. Let me just say that they've gone and messed with more than just black people. But I tell black folks that when you're in office, you're there to serve.
Ma'am.
And what happened to these other people, they're serving their community while they do all the other stuff, and they're leaving their community back with something. And these folks go in there and they think it's a job, and it's not. It's for you to go in and to serve your community. I'm sorry.
Well, I
pray for Jesse Jr., but Jesse did destroy the political.
Okay. I hope everything works out, and you know he
well, I ain't gonna say what I have to leave. I have to leave all of it to God, because I know that he led a fight to totally destroy the political landscape in this city.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving him to God.
He had a political landscape laid out for him that he could have continued on.
Thank you, Mark. Keep listening. Mansung, how you doing?
Hey, Hotep, sister.
Hotep to you, too.
I got a cold, so I'm...
I can hear it.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, on a lighter note...
You better get you some of that ginger. Take some ginger and boil it and put a little honey and some lemon in it and drink it.
Hey, I thank you and Ebony for your suggestions. You know, the culture worker can't afford to be sick.
No, you can't.
But listen, on a lighter note, and of course, I appreciate your callers and what they were talking about and your teaching this morning. On a lighter note, I wanted to inform you and your listening audience that the Temple of Mercy Association is having their annual awards banquet this evening at from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Masonic Temple at Prince Hall, right there at 42nd Place, right off Cottage Grove, 809 East 42nd.
That's my temple.
And, of course, you know, it costs $50, but it's well worth it because they got Brother Benny Lee keynoting, and he's going to be talking about the criminalization of the black race. And then they're going to have those awards. Now, the Nzinga Marion Stamps Award is going to none other than our dear sister, Zakiya Muhammad.
Well, that's wonderful.
And, you know, she deserves public recognition and all kind of things because she's been on the front lines for a long, long time. In fact, they need to make an award after her. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What's your next note?
Barbara Baker of Encobra is getting the Beauty Turner Award. And this young brother named Brandon Durham, you've seen him, light-skinned brother. He's with Feed the People Movement.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting the Chairman Fred Hampton Senior Award. And also...
Are you part of the Mercy?
Part of the who?
Are you part of the group? You tell me out there, you out there with, what's his name that blows the sax, my son?
Sax Preacher?
Yeah, that's my son.
Yeah, Minister Raheem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, Sax, if you're listening, call in. We'll let Sax talk a little bit. Thanks. Sax called me. He listens every morning.
Right.
Thank you.
And I just wanted I just wanted to also say that I have...
What'd you say?
Come on out to this event, y'all, and support the Temple of Mercy Association.
Okay, thank you. I want Sax to call in. Sax is one of my sons. Sax, call in. Sax can call in, and I want to thank Sax as one of my sons. I have to make sure. Okay, Miss Eunice is gone. Okay, I tell you. Hello, Sabrina.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is my first time tuning in. I just happened to be on Facebook and saw the notification, and I know you're discussing various topics.
Yes.
For starters, I'm a single mom of two boys with autism,
mm-hmm.
and in lieu of what's been going on with budget cuts and different things of that nature, money laundering, et cetera, I'm having the biggest problem with the Department of Rehab Services. My oldest son, he's high-functioning, but it's really hard to get him connected with a vocational rehab counselor because they have so many caseloads, but, you know, they're understaffed. And I was wondering what is it, you know, possibly could be done or who can I, you know, contact to get the ball rolling to either hire more counselors or, you
For
know,
the state, you mean?
I'm sorry?
You mean the state counselor? He's with the state counselor? Is the funding from the state or the city?
Yes. The main office is like Department of Human Services, but the department is Department of Rehab Services, and what they do, they assess, you know, special needs.
Have you talked to an agent in disability with the city?
So far I'm trying to connect with the representative in my district, and that's the dilemma that I'm having.
Who's your representative?
I think Representative Derek Smith.
Okay, well, call Derek and see what's going on. That's the state. That's the Illinois Department of Human Services. But the city got a Department of Aging and Disability, too. But, Derek, if you're listening, you better connect with the sister. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to work on behalf of it. You know, you can't be like no bid contracts with all these other folks. I want to know how many black folks voted. I want to know how many black folks voted for this junk. Maurice, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, black woman.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. A little critical in-house analysis this morning. Before I do that, in the preamble.
Why you got to be critical of in-house? You better do. You ain't got to. Which one you going to do? What you got to say?
Yes, my dear.
Okay, you ain't got all morning now. What you want to say?
I understand.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned in the opening that everybody's making money off us. True statement.
Maurice, you tell me every week on this show the same thing. We understand about them getting our garbage out and all the other
okay,
things.
Okay,
we know that. Let's talk.
Bye,
you know I'm with you. Okay, Maurice talked to us every week about what they're doing, and I do understand, and we have to do, Maurice. We got to do that, y'all. We got to. Maurice talking about these folks taking all our garbage out of our alleys and stuff. Our men don't even do it. Plano. Good morning. Hello. I'm Mark from Land. Who is this? Oh, put them on hold. Put them back on hold. They got to come back. I tell you. Okay, I'm trying to. Hello. Yes, Jason.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Alderman.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Zakiya Muhammad.
Okay, Zakiya. Yes.
All right.
I was trying to just put Zakiya on hold. I want to take this call from Ireland.
Okay.
Is that call still on? Okay. I don't know. He's gone. I was going to get the call from.
Here, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Get back on. Zakiya?
Can you hear me?
No, this is Sel.
Okay, Sel. I don't know, Ebony. Ebony, what's going on with you? Ebony, come on over there, Sel.
Good morning. How are you? And hello to Miss Ebony, although I didn't get a chance to speak to her. Mm-hmm. What I want to thank Munsong for rallying to my defense or support last Sunday following Mark Wallace calling me silly and stupid. I took the position regarding...
You're not silly and stupid, but don't worry about it.
I'm not. Listen, you're talking about a manifesto. I've written a 4-page manifesto to Mark Wallace that I'm going to make public in a way that nothing has been made public regarding one of these personalities on WVON. I took the position that I wasn't mad with the guy out in California, Domer. I understood what he was doing.
A lot of black folks got that position.
Well,
you've also been in the service.
I was the first person to say it, I think. But I didn't agree to him killing those people, particularly so those who weren't directly related to his misfortune. Mm-hmm. But I understood, would have done it myself if I'd had enough courage.
Okay.
But listen, yeah. I
try to have my topics a little different from these folks, so I appreciate when y'all call me. I don't need y'all to call and tell me what these other folks say. Stay with my topic, because I'm in a whole other space than they are. I am that I am.
Okay, hold on.
I am that I am, and I want to thank the folk on the website who came out to the school board closing meeting last week. I had to park almost 3 blocks away
from it. I heard you the other day. You said that was really a good thing.
Oh, listen, I really enjoyed it, but Dorothy, I took pictures all the way to the House of Hope of the garbage and debris that was on Roosevelt. It really disturbed me, and I'm preparing a slideshow for these folks so that whatever comes out of this, they have got to include us cleaning up our community for these kids.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to get in touch with Miss Ebony. I want to keep her in the limelight because when she gets ready to run
I got to go there. Okay. Zakiya.
Yes. Good morning.
I'm sorry. I tried to get the one from Ireland on Blog Talk, but I just have to come back to him. Okay, that's number. He's too below you, so I got it, and that kind of worked out. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Strong, black, and determined, my sister. I also want to thank Reverend Jackson for leading the charge to get President Obama to Chicago, along with Father Flager's congregation sending letters, and along with the petition drive group, 45,000 signatures online. And I want to thank him for getting on top of that little garbage disposal, Little Wayne, making that nasty statement in his rap song and including Emmett Till in there. But
he was the only leader. He was the only leader in this country. Took a stand. That's why we got to keep our leader strong. He's the only one. He took it up and he ran with it.
And our people who speak out, mm-hmm. We can't forget them either. I'm hearing, though, that this white group called BAM is going to be the group that President Obama is going to give the money to.
Yeah, I saw this white guy standing there telling me he was going to do BAM, becoming a man.
Yeah, becoming a man.
I mean, we got to see really about nice that, Zakiya. I didn't like that.
But that group is going to be the group, the white folks, that's going to get all of the money. Now, Alderman, I want you to put your thinking cap on. Remember when Darian Alberts was killed out at Finger High School out in Roseland?
Mm-hmm.
A group called YAP got the money. And black people had to scream and holler to get a piece of the pie to deal with our own children in that incident.
Well, right now, that's why we got to mobilize and do what we got to do and not be reactionary, just talking and running and playing. These folks got to know we mean business. Millions of dollars a year.
You were right when you said everybody on our pain, everybody seems to get something out of our pain when we hurt. They always benefit others. From our pain.
Congratulations on your award, Zakiya. Congratulations. Okay, y'all, you've been listening to Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, I'm number 773-591-1690. I think I got to. Do I have a minute to play? Mom may have, Papa may have. God bless the child has got us on. I don't know my engineer that's making me go. We want to play God. We'll play it when we come back, I guess. Okay, y'all, get your coffee, get your tea, y'all. Hey, that's Mama may have. Oh, I don't know who that is, but it's all right. We live in South Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number's we're on iHeart. Everybody's talking. Zakiya, this is to you and all the rest of y'all out there. Them that's got to lose, we got to get our own. Get your coffee, get your tea, y'all. We'll be right back. That's Dinah Washington. And we're going to come back in a few minutes. But God bless the child that's got his own.
Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Walterman. President Obama, in his weekly radio address, again calling for economic creation zones.
We need to launch manufacturing hubs across the country that will transform hard-hit regions into global centers of high-tech jobs and manufacturing.
In the GOP response, Representative Martha Roby said her party wants the president to replace budget sequester with a better, more responsible plan for spending cuts.
In his State of the Union address, President Obama himself admitted that these cuts were a really bad idea. What the president failed to mention was that the sequester was his idea, proposed by his administration.
A month-long school bus strike is ending in New York City. It affected tens of thousands of children. New York is the largest school district in the nation. Facebook says it was hacked last month, but says the intruders didn't steal any sensitive information. This is NBC News Radio. A Florida prisoner who escaped after allegedly stabbing a detective with his eyeglasses has been shot and killed near Dallas. Here's NBC's Scott Carr.
42-year-old Alberto Morales, a convicted sex offender, escaped from police custody Monday at a Walmart parking lot. Police say he used a sharp piece from his eyeglasses to stab a Miami-Dade detective who was transferring him by car to Nevada. The Southlake, Texas Department of Public Safety posted on Facebook that after getting a tip from a resident, Morales had been shot and killed shortly before midnight. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife have agreed to plead guilty to charges they spent $750,000 in campaign funds on personal items, some of which include furs, a gold watch, and a hat once owned by Michael Jackson. And a reality show featuring the now-dead girlfriend of Oscar Pistorius will go on as planned. Her family urged the South African network to go ahead and broadcast the show. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, we got hot deals on a cold day and cool deals when it's hot. Currently, it's chilly out. So here's a sizzler from Advance. Peak 50-50 antifreeze. A one-gallon jug is just $9.99. That's a $3 savings. And that'll keep your car running through the cold like a white wolf through a blizzard. Peak 50-50 antifreeze, just $9.99. That's full throttle savings. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us the budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a plane to catch? Call 312-239-3714. Yes, the number for Carter's Limousine and Travel. We provide transportation daily to and from O'Hare and Midway airports. We also provide Executive Church Club affordable transportation daily. Got a special occasion in mind? Let us assist you with a luxury car for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, graduations, proms, anniversaries, or any needs you have. Call us for concerts, plays, and dinner packages alike. 312-239-3714. That's Carter Limousine. Oh, by the way, want your car to look like new? Contact us for a complete detail treatment. Washing, buffing, interior, exterior, waxing, wheels, and rims. Treat your car to a day at the spa. That's Carter's Detail Shop. 312-239-3714. For the best prices in town, visit us at 9550 South Genoa, one block east of Vincennes, or visit us on the internet at CarterLimousine.com.
Hey, honey, come look. Our old record collection.
Ooh, Miles Davis.
Donald Byrd, Sam Cooke. I don't want to just throw these away, but we haven't listened to them in years.
Well, we could sell them.
Who would buy these dusty old things?
Hyde Park Records will.
I was a DJ for over 30 years. Now I don't have much use for vinyl. I called Hyde Park Records, and they gave me a great deal for my collection.
At Hyde Park Records, we pay top dollar for your old albums, 45s and 78s. Just stop by 1377 East 53rd Street in Chicago. Got a large collection? Great! We do house calls. Just give us a call at 312-256-6482.
Hey, where did you find that great CD you played last night?
At Hyde Park Records. That's where I get all my music. They've got everything there. Their dusty collection is amazing.
At Hyde Park Records, we have the best in soul, jazz, and dusties. Just pay us a visit at 1377 East 53rd Street or give us a call at 312-256-6482.
Hi, it's Joan Colasso. You've heard of the 11 Divas. Fabulous, right? Well, on February 23rd, I'm inviting you to one of the hottest concerts of 2013. That's right, 11 Gospel Divas. It's a fundraiser for Timeless Gifts Youth Mentoring Program for the Performing Arts, starring 11 of Chicago's most beloved female gospel artists, Kim Stratton, Sherry Addison, Queenie Lennox, the Brown Sisters, Felicia Coleman Evans, Tina Watson Conley, Faith Howard, and Andrea Morris. All I can say is hold on to your seats, because it's going to be elevated praise for sure. and a blowout sellout concert. That's Saturday, February 23rd, 3:30 p.m. at Metropolitan Apostolic Community Church, 4100 South King Drive. For tickets for 11 Gospel Divas and information about Timeless Gifts, Youth Mentoring Program for the Performing Arts, call 312-808-0005. That's 312-808-0005. It's a Joan Colosso Inc. production in partnership with P. Morris and Associates.
Are you a Chicago area employer looking for summer help? Summer help that will work part-time jobs at your business at no cost to you? Why not take advantage of Neighborhood Recovery Initiative's Youth Employment Program? The program helps young people ages 16 to 24 develop valuable workplace skills and provides employers with plenty of workers to get the job done. NRI serves youth and families in 23 Chicago area communities. Help pave positive pathways for young people this summer. Visit ILNRI.org. That's ILNRI.org.
And I'm Tavis Smiley, and we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana, so I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley in the West today at 11 right here on WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million-bottle giveaway with free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-754-8302. That's 1-800-754-8302.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's legendary WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop. I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind, because he's allowed me to go to the top of the mountain and look over and see what we got to do, y'all. Dr. King said, I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. And Dr. King and his naiveness believed, as we all did, that there is no way we would open these doors up for the black community and for our people, and that they would not come back and rebuild communities. And somehow these folks thought it was theirs and theirs alone. But we're going to teach and preach and grow communities. We're not going to take this. We are the I Am Spirit. When you say I Am, or whatever you say after I Am, that's the God Spirit, Jesus. What God told Moses, I Am. Just tell him I am sent you. And Jesus said, I am that I am. So we keep, after we say something about ourselves, I am this, I am that. No, we're not all that. And we're not singular. Our community is not just all violence. They don't even show all these other folks a mindset. They keep pumping this in our head. And we're the largest group in Chicago. Don't let them keep telling you we done moved so much. At the same time, they close our schools and they give Uno and all them all this other money to open those other schools. It ain't no accident that Gutierrez told his men to shut up, because that's Mexican, and y'all also dealing with Puerto Ricans. They're not monolithic. They only come together to get resources. It's that time, y'all. It's 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock, and you know it's that time. It's that time. It's that time. According to everything, wherever you are in the country, in the world, it is that time of day where we take a moment to make you get away from imitating life. That moment where we get you to take that deep breath, it's like therapy. Are you ready, Courtney and Evan and everybody? Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Don't that feel good? Why you do that, Dorothy Tillman? Because some folks are afraid to say black. They have to say brown women, then black. They're scared to fight for black people. To love yourself do not mean you hate anybody else. To love black people don't mean you hate anybody else. But you can't love nobody else if you don't love yourself. We going back to this phone, y'all. There's so many folks on this line. Want to talk to the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're also streaming live, www.wvon.com. iHeartRadio, y'all. 50 years, iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio, we also on Blog Talk. We're on Facebook, Black Planet, Group Facebook. I'm going to finish that Donna Washington song, y'all, because I'm telling y'all, $98 million. Hello, state reps. You listening to me, call me and tell me that you vote for it. You gave them that money and closing our schools, and we don't need nobody trying to show us how to be men and women from the outside of our community. I'm going to bring Professor Small next week to talk about that. Dinah Washington, Mama may have, Papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own radio station, got his own everything, got his community, got his culture. Dinah Washington, y'all. Okay, I'm going to go to the Dinah Washington. God bless the child that's got his own. Come on, Courtney. We're going to finish that song, and then I'm coming back to the phone. Jason from Ireland, I'm coming to you in a few seconds.
But God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Well, money, you've got lots of friends crowding around your door. Crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't you dare take too much. Cause Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. That's got his own.
That was Donna Washington, y'all. Donna Washington, the great Donna Washington. That's our music, y'all. We got to take back our music, take back our community, take back our babies, take back everything they're just taking. Those who came out of the Invitation of Life was telling me last night about all these folks just dancing and showing and strutting their stuff. One that's just awesome, just so awesome, I tell you. Let me see, can I get, is this Jason from Ireland?
Hello?
Jason, turn your Blog Talk Radio down, Jason.
Hello?
Is this Jason?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Who is this?
Patricia Roberts from Chicago.
Okay, Patricia, I was trying to get Jason, but I guess Jason is gone.
Okay, Jason, how you doing? Jason from Blog Talk. From Ireland, I mean, Jason.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to come on, move along, because we're running out of time. Jason, how you doing this morning? You calling us always from Ireland.
No, I'm not too bad now. How are you?
We happen to be heard in Ireland. How you doing?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's good, yeah?
Yeah, we've been heard in Africa and everywhere else. We got Brazil. We got people everywhere listening. What's going on, Jason?
I just decided to come on, and I just wanted to tell you a little story, you know, that happened in the last couple of years of my life. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, basically...
You got a minute to do it. You got a minute to win it.
All right, okay, all right. A couple of years ago, you know, I was involved in drugs and all that kind of stuff. You know, I was in a really bad place, like, you know, kind of like a lot of people all over the world and stuff like that. But then I found Jesus. I met, a monk, and I ended up staying with him, and I got detoxed off the drugs, all this shit, like, you know, and I found
Watch
out
your
about...
language, you... okay.
Oh, sorry, sorry. And then I found out about Jesus, you know. And, you know, I was praying, you know, right at the start of it. I didn't think, this is, you know, it's not real. It's just religion or whatever. And then, you know, I was in my bedroom one night, and one night then Jesus came to me and he said something to me, you know. And then right at that point, like, you know, I knew how to change my life around, yeah. So I got up off the bed, I walked to the door, and I opened the door, I got on the floor, and everybody walked the dinosaur. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
So, which means if you got spirituality, you got something to pull on, you can change. The I am spirit in you, I am. God is I am. So you pulled on your I am spirit.
Yeah, I completely changed my life around when God came to me and told me, you know, get up,
so
he said, get up there, get off that bed, open that, get on the floor, and everybody walk the dinosaur.
So what are you doing since your life got changed, Jason?
Oh, that was it. Once I walked. You know, my life was completely changed at that point, like. But anyway, just before I have to go off now in a minute, I just want to say, like, there's a guy, Tyrone Black, you know, this guy really needs Jesus. So if you can try and get him on now,
Okay, Jason, keep listening. Thank you for calling from Ireland.
Yeah, RFC, see you now. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Jason. Thank you, Ebony. All right. I tell you, Ebony, who can look.
Eldest of two children in 1913, Rosa Louise McCauley was raised on her grandparents' farm in Pine Level, Alabama. As a child, Rosa was exposed to the realities of segregation. She walked to school daily because the elementary school bus system prohibited black students from riding. Rosa later attended the Alabama State Teachers College High School. However, due to both her grandmother and mother's illnesses, she was forced to drop out. At 19, Rosa met Raymond Parks, who worked with Montgomery's NAACP chapter. After their marriage in 1932 and much encouragement, she earned her high school diploma. Rosa joined Raymond in the NAACP, serving as the chapter's secretary and youth leader.
History is peculiar. It places gifted and talented women and men in situations where they must make a choice. The choice she made was on the afternoon of the 1st of December, 1955, on a bus as she was going home from her seamstress job in a department store in Montgomery, Alabama.
Rosa, along with three other black passengers, were told to give up their seats to a white male passenger. She refused and was arrested. An all-day bus.
I am.
What is she talking about?
I am. Do you know?
on this.
Hello, can we get back on?
And understand. Get rid of Pharaoh. It was the message. What happens? A lot of our ministers have sold out for a daycare center, have just sold their soul to the devil. Not all. We got some that's still working hard. But, and so you don't have the young people or folks going to churches because it is the attitudes of a lot of our ministers. Pastor Hunt, I know you're listening to me this morning. So, you know. Ms. Audra, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Audra.
Hello there, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm sure that Imitation of Life went well last night.
Oh, but, yeah, we had a great time. Eunice, everybody came out. We had a great time last night. It was Z-O-N night. We thank Melody and we thank Paris for hosting us. Uh-huh.
So you were sold out.
We had a great time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to ask the listeners to call Mr. Claypool and remind him that on the new L's, that the seniors and handicapped people must have their seats, and they should not have all of those straps, so that they have eliminated the handicapped and senior seats, and that they should call the city and ask, why don't they transport people who are ill anymore who don't have insurance? The other thing I want to call
Well, I don't think the city pays for that. That's a state question. You need to make sure that we have our government. Who pays? That might be state. Maybe they're not transporting because of the queen and them haven't paid their bill. I don't know. You got to make sure you don't win state government, city government, county government.
I understand that, but when somebody is with a medical emergency, it looks like you could transport a person four blocks to a hospital.
Oh,
but,
okay. I got you. You mean the ambulance won't transport them?
Ambulance will not transport them if they don't have medical insurance.
I'll find out about that and report it back next week.
Okay, good. The other thing, I read where the NATO ambassador has been made the chairman of the Council's Committee on Global Services. Does that include Africa? And if so, what does it include?
Well, when I bring Professor Small,
and the last
answer.
Thing,
okay,
please, people, go out and support these people who are having their schools closed. We need to tell Ms. Bennett that school closing isn't the answer.
Yeah,
we
Ms.
need
Bennett,
to have
you got a minute to win
so
it.
Resources so that the children can accomplish their
okay.
goals.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
One of the problems that I'm having with Ms. Bennett, while she's looking in that smiling about I'm a teacher, I'm a this, I'm a that, it reminds me of the Tuskegee when they did the syphilis experiment on black people. Black women, always be careful about what you get in and what you let somebody direct you to do, because we are nurturing and we are mother-type people, and our people believe us. And Ms. Bennett, if UNO can be a new school, why are you tearing down the black schools? Bring us the resources. And then have our mayor point his finger at us and say, you don't have no morals, you don't have this. All of this stuff they keep putting in our heads. And I think independently, mothers, if you're listening to me, in your areas, and elected officials, too, I read Alderman Dow took a position on the schools in the Third Ward. Alderman Dow, those of you who are listening to me this morning, look in your schools and see what the condition of those schools are. Don't let them fool you. And y'all all look and see just how many students there. We're the largest population in the city. Other folks building schools and ours are being closed down. That black nurse gave those black men a sugar pill, and that's why they did it, and that's why they took the pill and the syphilis experiment, and they always use black women. Ms. Bennett, I'm sorry, nothing personally, but I just don't believe you, and I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm black, huh? Is it because we're black that we just get our schools closed? They have destroyed us and worked on our children, given them all this medicine over the years. They've given them the medicine over the years. They have given them not only the medicine over the years, they've blue-slipped them. Poor education, threw them on the street, and now they want to put them in them jails because the jails been privatized. Come on, Ms. Bennett. All due respect, my sister. Come on my show. Don't just go on Matt's show. We talk real. It's about the black babies, Ms. Bennett. You're a black woman. Let's do it.
Only add color to my tears. Oh, oh. That splash against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul. Whoa, 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 whoa. Looking back over my false dreams, that wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Jason. Hey, still jumping, y'all.
In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city.
Yeah. That's where all black folks live. Ghettos are where wonderful people live, not necessarily nasty.
Mama, she worked so hard.
Mama worked real hard. My mama screwed up white folks' clothes, y'all.
Every penny,
I didn't even know I was poor. My mama gave me so much, my Lord. Oh, Lord. Imitation of life, y'all.
Something
imitation.
Is holding me back. Is it because I'm black?
Oh, yeah, because they know who you are. Play it, Phil. Phil Johnson, y'all. I love Phil. I'm going to get him on the show one day. That's the example, y'all. From Mississippi, he understands. Y'all, I'm coming to the phone in a minute. I got to shake this stuff up with a little music, y'all, because you got to understand who I am. See
like
ya.
A child stealing his first piece of candy and got caught. Peeping around life's corner somewhere, I got lost.
But we got to find our babies.
Something is holding me back. I wonder, is it because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? Peeping around Louth Corner. That's what happened to our babies, y'all. Come on, y'all. What can we do? We going to pull it together, y'all. We pulling it together. Trust me, we pulling it together. I tell you, is this someone from Mississippi? Who was that from Mississippi? I mean, from Sean from Los Angeles?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Is this Sean from L.A.?
Yep.
How you doing now?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm just fine, Sean. What you got to say?
So you were talking about Lil Wayne talking about Emmett Till earlier, weren't you?
Yeah, I was talking about that, Sean.
That wasn't his only time doing that. He's done that a few times before.
Well, maybe that's the first time we caught it. That's post-traumatic slavery syndrome, not understanding who you are, and then somebody else control your destiny as a black man. He ain't no man.
Yeah, he thought he was cool for doing that, too.
Yeah, he's so cool, we going to freeze his butt.
Yeah, no. Well, I used to live in Philadelphia, and I used to live in, I moved to University Park after that to go to Penn State,
mm-hmm.
And I'm a history major. So, so I was learning a lot about, like, the black codes and like Jim Crow laws and all that stuff in my history 102 class,
mm-hmm.
which is the U.S. after Reconstruction, you know. So
it's interesting,
talked a lot,
Sean,
about the emancipation.
It's interesting that you learn about that. They will let you learn, and then when it came to black people, we couldn't learn. They didn't want us to know our history, the fact that we built this country, black labor, white wealth. Have you read that book by Dr. Claude Anderson, Black Labor, White Wealth?
No, I haven't.
Would you go online and find Powernomics, and he got a whole group of books, since you're a history major, Black Labor, White Wealth, Dirty Little Secret. It's a lot of stuff. We lay it out. And I wish you need to read that. I think it'll do you good.
I will. But I wrote a 15,000 word essay on lynch culture,
mm-hmm.
from an article I read about an actual lynching. And after I turned in my article, my professor actually put it on blast in the whole class, and actually some people from other classes heard it. And so the next day, after a bunch of people heard about my essay, a bunch of white people came. I'm Middle Eastern, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of white people came, and they weren't really too fond of me writing this essay because it had some pretty graphic stuff, and they made me seem like...
Sean, let me tell
what
you,
was that?
I want you to look at also Without Sanctuary. That was a book that was written. And I have this white author up here. He wrote Without Sanctuary, where he was able to go across all over the state, all over the country, and talk to these white folks about lynching black people. And they gave him and told him so much. I think his name is James Allen. Let me make sure I got his name right. But I got. They told him so much stuff that he was able to put this book together. So I want you to go look for Without. You write down what I tell you, right? I want you to look at Without Sanctuary, too.
Okay. And if I'm typing it in.
If you hold on, I'll have Evan to get your name so I can look up your paper because I would like to see what it was. Put him on
hold. All right.
Number five. Put him on hold and let Ebony get that because I want to find out what it was. Mark. Hi, Mark.
Alderman?
Yes.
This is Mark. Mark Loveless. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you ever not seen Imitation of Life yet?
I'm going tonight. That's why I'm calling.
Okay.
Because tonight, thanks to Ebony's great direction and leadership, people can show up with us at CJR for a 50% discount off of the tickets. And
Now, wait. Now, did you talk to Jim Leith about that?
Yeah, Jim Leith, yeah.
Yeah, you better make sure you got Jim Leith. Do they have to go online? Mark, Jim Leith, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, make sure that, go on.
No, she knows, and we just want people to come and join us tonight.
Okay.
I know that you
LBDG community.
Last night was great with VON. Mm-hmm. This is a community night, and we hope people can come. If you missed it last night, we'll have we'll even have a more wonderful time tonight, and I hope to see everybody there, and I hope you'll be there too, Alderman.
I'll be there, and I'm coming to, I'm going to see you tonight, okay?
Okay, then.
Thank you now.
All right, bye-bye.
Invitation of Life for information, 773-373-1900, 773-373-1900, or you can log on to Broadway in Bronzeville, or you can log on to hwccchicago.org. And you get the information, 373-1900, to find out about the great show, Imitation of Life. Next weekend is the last weekend that we're having, and we're moving on to Annie. We got quite a few stuff going on here. BJ, how you doing?
Dorothy, I'm doing so great.
I saw you last night.
Oh, Dorothy, I got to tell you. You know what? The last time I was there for the other play, I had been working all night, and I dozed out. And you saw me in the crowd and came back and woke me up. But last night, it was so exciting and so great, and I enjoyed it so much. And I was right down front, and it was absolutely fantastic. I'm coming back tonight. If I don't stay, I'm going to pay for two other people to come in and see that, okay?
Okay, thank
because
you,
Because it's a tremendous. I got to say something. I am a man of God. I am a doctor of houses. I can make ugly houses pretty. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to teach other men and women, boys and girls, how to do what President Barack Obama wants us to do. We're going to buy these houses in our communities. They're having them tore down. We're going to fix them up and flip them and sell them and make good money.
First of all, you're going to have to tell Mayor Ron Emanuel to have a moratorium on tearing down houses. You got to get your elected.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I had a house, had the deed to it. A friend of mine had it, okay? They claimed it was a water bill owed, and they demolished the house. The house was just as beautiful as the one the mayor lives in. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of that stuff was already started before he became mayor.
No, you got to make the excuse for him. They tear down hundreds of houses, and these elected officials and all need to stop the tearing out of the houses. Thank you, BJ. He have went on, and he's tearing down these houses and stuff, and y'all need to make them really, really stop. I tell you, Ms. D. 1, 2, 3. Charles.
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
My radio's off. I wanted to tell you about It's a beauty supply store opening up in our neighborhood. It's over on 90th and Stony.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a couple people going there for a job they're not hiring. I want to just tell people to don't shop with them, and then they can't make no money. I also want to talk about the men. All you need is the men. And also, I just want to talk about one more thing. I can't really talk because I'm at work. Dorothy, keep on doing what you're doing. I'm watching you on TV. I'm watching you closely. There's some young people around my house starting to watch too, but they just need somebody to come around. Like Mike Tyson said on the radio station yesterday, we need some more health centers and stuff like that.
We got to do it. Thank you so much, Charles. We got to do this, y'all. We have got to do this. I tell you, thank you. Mama D?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, good. You know, I'm glad the president, Miss Geneva's baby, came to our town yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at baby Barack because his mother was a white immigrant from Kansas and his father was a black immigrant from Kenya. Because he fights hard for the rights, the interests, and the needs of immigrants. But I think we need fairness as a people. And our 90% of our vote should count just as much as the 70% of other people's
well,
vote.
Well, you know what I really do wonder? You know, one of the things that have happened to Mama D is that these other people have capitalized and went on and pretend that we gave you these votes, we better get this. And our leadership is so busy, and other people who are supposed to be the mouthpiece and the spokesperson for the black community, they're being singular. Whatever they're fed, gun control, this and that. I'm not turning my gun in. This and that, gun control. But the fact that in all of those key cities, states that he won, black folks came out. When you look at Ohio, the Latino community probably came out 2%, gave him 2% of his overall vote. But black folks gave him huge votes. And that's how he won.
Exactly.
And all
exactly.
Of these, and we are not saying, look, we gave you these votes. We said, make them up. Oh, where everybody else
can exactly. Be. And he can say, yes, we can, including giving reparations to non-citizens. And when it comes to us, no, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just not acceptable. But I was glad that he said that growing up, he had issues. However,
well,
people
really
was more forgiven. Didn't nobody put no bang or gang face like the superintendent of police said that he wanted was to dramatize all this gang violence, which is 75% of the violence is domestic violence. But
they're lumping it all in.
Face on all these homicides, forgetting all about the schoolhouse shootings, which is all white, male, and privileged, but nobody calls them madmen. Everybody makes excuses for them. We have to continue to work very hard to make sure that prediction of a third of black people being locked up in jail by the year 2020, which is just some 6+ years from now, we've got to work hard on that because they are implementing that plan. And as he said yesterday, he was going to work with the mayor to create these apprenticeship jobs to fix up these houses while the mayor is on the fast track to tear them down, whether they're boarded up or not.
Wait a minute, Mama, this is the problem. The problem in our community is, and I don't mean, these folks have a plan. And they take their plan and they feed whether they talk show hosts, whether they news media,
and
our leadership, and we spit this stuff back out. We have to have a plan too. We can't take
exactly, that. Exactly. I think the best plan that he mentioned yesterday was about that early childhood education. I'm as a certified Montessori educator that educates the subconscious brains of children under the age of 4. I know that's on the right track
mm-hmm.
because when you reach that group, you will also reach young parents at the same time. And it's important to teach them that violence is a virus. Don't catch it. Don't spread it. To teach them how to read no later than age 3, when it's already been predicted that if they're not reading at grade level by the third grade, they're headed for jail.
You know, I gave you a little bit more time because I know the teaching you be doing, Mama D, when you call. But I want to say that these schools, the first 3 years of schools in black schools, most of those children are taught by white females. And those white females, some of them just got over here, and they take our children and they blue slip them, they put them on medication, they do everything. When we were growing up, our teachers in primary grades was black. But right now, we don't even have as many black teachers in the school system, not to mention the inferior education that our children are receiving. I have a granddaughter, Dorothy Jean. She with the Nation of Islam. This girl is doing algebra at 6 years old. I mean, all the stuff that she's doing in terms of her mind, and she does chess and do all these other stuff.
Absolutely.
I watch the difference.
Absolutely. And the children have 80% of all their information by the first 4 years of life.
Right.
I'm working on right now putting a school together, and if your children are not reading readiness at age 2 and not reading by age 3, they need to send them to my school.
Thank you, Mama D. I got to go. I want to tell y'all we cannot be frightened and we cannot be taking this mess, and I'm going to come back to everybody. I know y'all, y'all on the line, and I just want to keep playing so y'all can hear. You know, in order for us to stand up and fight, I want everybody out there to call their state rep and their state senator, and we got to find out that they vote for this $98 million that they gave this no-bid contract. They really gave more than $98 million. Tearing our schools down, building new schools, something is wrong with that. And I'm going to try to have a list of all the folks who voted on that on next week on my show. Because shame on you if you sit down there and just vote because Matic and all of them tell you to vote to give these folks this stuff, and they turn around in your face and say, I'm not hiring nobody. I'm trying to empower economically their people. You can't get mad at them. When they have meetings, it's the Latino community and the business community. And they have a plan for their community. I don't get mad at them for that. I get mad at you, our leaders, elected, anointed, appointed, who are frightened to fight on behalf of black children. That's what y'all want. Y'all can talk about other folks all you want to. But I want to know about the I am spirit of taking care of your own. Is it because you're a coward? We can't be no cowards. Can't be no cowards. Can't be no cowards. Can't be no cowards. When you're a coward, things happen to you. Hey, we some catfish. We swim in muddy water. Jim Bevel told me in order to do this fight, you got to be a catfish and swim in muddy water. We can't be that. Can't be no coward.
Trying to place a faith in some lost time. Trying to place a word in some lost rhyme. Trying to find a voice that I heard crying.
Charles Bevel, y'all,
but
Charles Bevel.
It really troubles me. Not many people really want to be free. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. I heard a voice speak to me. Come over here to the land of the free.
Woo!
Land of the free and the home of the brave. But I see cowards and I smell.
Well, they're cowards. You won't have some slaves, y'all. Come on.
Well, I see really trouble. Not many people really wanna be.
Don't fear nobody but God.
Oh Lord, Lord.
If you understand, you little God having a human experience, all power is in
your
hands.
Lord,
I am,
Lord,
I am,
Lord,
I am.
Lord. You take a gun, say you're gonna make peace. It's like trying to start a love affair by kicking me. Doing what you do while saying what you oughta, like trying to wash your face in cold.
Charles Bevel, y'all.
What I see really troubles me. Not many people really wanna be free. Oh Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord, Lord.
People in the streets say they want to be free. Cover my eyes and think they're blind.
Talking about gun control and all that, not no resources.
20 million black children can't even read. 50 billion black dollars spent for liquor, wine, and weed. What I see really troubles me. Not many people really want to be. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord, come my eyes like you're blinding me. Tell me, just keep your eyes over there. All the killing is you. Look at you. I am, I am, I am, I am this, I am that, I am that. I can't show nobody else because they are this. Oh, no, don't put your hand over my eyes like you're blinding me. I'm not blind with that. We can't. We got to look at the whole thing and do what we got to do here for our people, y'all. We can do it. We're not singular. We got to tackle this thing from a holistic perspective. Can't take it, Jeff. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, sister. Hey, I had a chance to see you last night, and then I enjoyed that show.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I took two family members and folks around me, wiping tears. That was very nice.
Thank
hey,
you.
But sister,
they like
I just,
the skin that you in. Forget the imitation of life.
Yes, ma'am. One thing, you know, you touched on something that really moved me also. I noticed that article you were talking about, Sisters, in the Chicago Sun-Times, February 4th, 2013, that article. And it shows how one of these aides were in the Daley administration, and one person also.
There's more than one of them in there. I recognize them. I knew who these people was. But, you know, Victor have always said, Victor have never made an apology for fighting for the Latino community. When he was in Carol Moseley Braun's campaign, he said, I don't apologize for empowering black people.
Wow.
Now, but there's nothing wrong with that. I know Victor. I told y'all I know Victor very well. That's why we got along, because Victor understood that I was for the empowerment of black people. And you can't get mad at these other folks for empowering themselves. So we sit by and allow them to do that. We gave them the money. We're not giving ourselves none either. They're supposed to do what they're supposed to do. Like, we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, and the biggest kick in the pants, it shows that it says the Chicago Public Schools gave them, they said they're getting $67 million from Chicago Public Schools to you know, and also they're seeking more state money to build more schools. Like, so
but
how
no,
can you compete
no,
with that?
And they said because they don't want to go to West, they have a right to do this. We have to be proactive. We can't sit by and allow this. I'm going to try to find the list of every black representative. Now, anybody out there can help me look for it. Every black
please
representative
do.
Voted for this. Because
thank
here
you.
We
well,
are.
I hope you do.
They're closing our schools, and
yes.
They're giving them money. And when our schools are not just in disarray, our schools are like in the 15th century somewhere.
Yes, and also they say, and when they build the schools, they're only hiring their own contractors. So how can you even get work? You can't go anywhere to get
well,
any work.
Well, you know, they don't work. They position is that they're doing it for their community, and we got to do it for ours. We got to do it for ours. They're for empowerment. We need to be for empowerment. We need to be empowered. The UNO, United Neighborhood Organization, of empowering their community. See, I know some of those folks. I don't get mad at them because I'm getting mad at us for not standing up and dealing with empowerment. Scared to say black. I'm going to do this for black people. They have to say the brown, the women, the black. They don't. Nobody else says that.
Sister, please find out who are those people that voted against their own.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Pam, how you doing?
Hi, Alderman Tillman.
Hey, welcome out of my shoes. Welcome out of my shoes, Pam. I tell
I
you.
I hear you loud and clear. I feel pretty comfortable in saying all of the black state legislators supported that vote to give UNO that money.
I think
all of them.
I believe Vatican told them, and that's what they did.
Exactly. It's shameful.
And they come in our community and mistreat them. You go to them trying to get something on you. Can't do this, can't do that. But that's a mentality that's there.
Oh, yes. And let me just talk about it. I'm on the website, Alderman Tillman. I attended the first meeting regarding the school closing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I observed. You had parents, teachers, and students from the schools begging and pleading not to close their schools. It was shameful. I'm mad at myself because perhaps I should have done more, but all of us, all black people in this city, should have done more to protect our children. Now, I stood up and told them that if you're not talking about the issue of race, racism, and discrimination,
mm-hmm.
and this man-made issue of utilization, then you're not trying to have a serious conversation about our schools.
That's right.
But now,
ma'am.
Look what they're asking our children to do. Now, I just heard Karen Lewis talk about all the testing. So here you have our children plagued with the fact that their school is going to close. These young people were crying. They read their presentations. They love their schools.
My
so
thing is, I don't know why we continue to allow our children to be psychologically abused. They've been psychologically abused from slavery. Look, that's why I said black women coming together, black people coming together. We cannot take this, but they keep everybody talking about gun control every day, and you ain't nothing. You ain't got no daddy. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got this. You ain't got that. And you sitting there feeling so bad you can't fight. Don't listen to that mess.
Thank you. And may I say one other thing, Alderman Tillman? Let me just go to the music for one moment. If you think this music is detrimental to the spirit, I'm talking about this crap, so-called rap music, isn't detrimental to the spirit and minds of our children, I don't care what level of income you're from. Kanye West, he didn't want his white baby mama listening to rap. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
And
you got some other ones right now, like Russell Simmons and all of them, so they don't even allow their children to dress with the pants hanging down and stuff. It's deep. We're going to have a deep.
It's thick and phony.
Okay, thank
you. And we need to call this garbage music out. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I tell y'all, we almost got. I wanted to play Walk a Mile in My Shoes as they get it ready for a moment, and then we're going to see what's going on. Miss D, how you doing?
Sister Dorothy?
Yes, ma'am.
God is still on the throne.
Oh, yes.
And I know that I'm speaking to one of his angels.
I am what I am, what I am. I am that I am that I am.
I am. I'm going to be real quick. We're being made fools of. The rappers are saying nothing but what they are, the enemy wants them.
That's right.
The rappers should lay that particular talent down. After Tupac and Biggie Small died, the rappers should lay their mics down, walk away. There's plenty of other things that they can do and that needs to be done.
But it's just like, you know, I tell folks it's like the, it's almost like the dope dealer. They right here, you know, they ain't got, that's where they making their money from.
I know.
It's really deep.
There's a show that comes on every day. I just want to say, my sisters, why are you on that show fighting, putting each other's wigs off, showing rows of fat? What's that all about? I mean, that's
well, we'll have a discussion one day about how these folks are really taking it. Image. Imagery is everything.
And this is
imagery is everything. And what they're doing to our image is terrible.
And it's just as destructive as the brothers in the gang killing.
It is. Thank you, Mama D.
You're helping to destroy one
oh,
another.
Oh, yes, they
just
are.
As much as the guns.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Sister D.
It's the mind stuff. Don't let nobody fool you. I'm going to play Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Dr. Tillman, yes.
Good morning, Alderman.
How you doing, Mr. Jimmy Tillman? I think this is Ebony's daddy.
And yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a comment about the...
Maybe turn your radio down and you can hear yourself back.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I'll make a comment on the strategy that they're using. When they tie the school down, they shut down the community because the school is the heart of every community.
Now,
Everybody's...
wait a minute. Now, you was a dean and you taught in school in a lot of the schools, so you know what you're talking about. Go on.
Every school that they tear down that community because you can ask anybody in the city what high school they went to. You about know what area they lived in.
Mm-hmm.
When they tear those schools down, they have torn down the community. They have already started wrecking the family.
Mm-hmm.
So once they wreck the family, pull that school out, tear that school down, where's your root? Where's your connection to that community?
So you from DuSable with Captain Diet, aren't you?
Right. When you tear that community, when you tear that school down, you're destroying the basis of the community.
That's
what the school is. Every child goes to school. He loves the school because that's his social activity. That's where he learns how to socialize, learns how to become a citizen.
Okay.
Shut down, it's all gone. The testing. I would suggest to every parent in the city of Chicago, refuse to have your child take that test because the test is already rigged for the child not to pass.
Well, we need more time to talk about that, Dr. Tillman, because I'm almost out of time. We need more time. I got you. We
want to put in the brains of our listeners out there. Mothers, fathers, refuse for your child to take that test. It's a measuring stick to destroy your child. That's all it's used for, and to shut those schools down. That's nothing about the test going to determine their success in life.
Okay.
The test is to determine how we're going to destroy their attempts or any type of aspirations to be successful in life. Once a kid fails a test, we had one of my grandsons, I know we'll forget, when he didn't pass that third grade test, he was completely distraught for months. And I had to talk to him. I said, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it on another
end. Well, our grandsons, right.
He's in Central State College now. That's
Jorge
Raheem,
uh-huh.
my youngest grandson. Now, really my youngest, but he's my second oldest grandson. He is now in Central State. Because he understood, I want to let him know that test is not a measuring stick for your success or who you are as a person. And that is what they're using. Our little boys are dropping out of school because once they fail that test, the stigma,
the emotional trauma. Jimmy, call back next time. I got more time to talk to you about this. I think this is really awesome because you taught in the school system, Dr. Jimmy Tillman, Evan, and Jim Alita, and Jimmy and all of them, Daddy. Thank you, Jimmy. Call back. We're going to talk some more about this when I got more time, okay? Thank you. I just want you to thank Jimmy so much, Dr. Jimmy Tillman, a great artist, musician. I mean, music you're listening to, he's playing drums on it, written books, and he also taught in the school system, dean at Western Hospital, Claudia King, and also was over at the jail before he died. Before, I'm told, Jimmy, please, I mean, before he retired. when he took the, he was over there at Nancy Jefferson School. I want to just try to play just a little bit, walk a mile in my shoes. And he was over there telling them kids that the drugs and stuff was destruction and death. He was showing them how they would die and how they had to get into music and what they had to do. Before he retired, he was trying to show them the relationship between death and drugs. But this is Walk a Mile in My Shoes for those who listen.
Me, but just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind.
See, people got to walk a mile in black folks' shoes.
If you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego.
Otis Clay, y'all, Otis Clay.
Then you would be surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Don't talk about black folks without walking a mile in our shoes. We built this country, that's why y'all came here.
Of you, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now your whole world you see around you is just a reflection.
That's why they want us to see all this bad stuff, y'all.
And the law of the common.
Hey!
That you're gonna reap just what you sow. So unless you've lived a life of total perfection, then you better be careful of every stone that you should throw. So we spend the day throwing stones.
That was on the play, y'all. I gotta play some more. Everybody walk a mile in our shoes before you talk about us, cause you standing on our shoulders. We build a country. Black labor, white wealth. We've not built this country, have nowhere to be, and black folks are still being stepped on. Walk a mile in my shoes, Otis Clay. Thank you, Jimmy Tim. We're going to come back next week and finish playing that. You've been listening to Talk with Chicago 1690 WVON. I am Dorothy Wright Tim with Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with Me every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. I want y'all to come out and see the play, 773-373-1900. And I'm on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to this show again on Blog Talk. Make sure that you listen. Thank you, California. Thank you, everybody who called Ireland and everywhere. But don't worry, y'all. We are the I Am. I am who I am. God said I am. Jesus said I am. I am. I am. Come on, y'all. We can do it. We're not singular. Reparations now.
Bora. And brutality in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands. God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource. So to her people, pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chains, brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled, been locked in chains.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. The first lawsuit against Carnival Cruise Lines for the malfunction aboard the truck.